Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, to whom all praise is due, the Lord of all the world.
That's right.
The Master of the Day of Judgment, in which we now live.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I thank Allah who came to us in person. Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
In the person of Master Farad Muhammad. I thank Allah for him.
Right. Yes, sir.
Coming to us. I say Allah, thank him. I thank Master Farad Muhammad, whose proper name is the Mahdi.
Yes, sir.
God in person.
Right.
That's right.
We might say, no, he is not God in person, right?
That's what they're saying.
God is not in the person of man. Well, what else is going to be in the person of?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. That's right.
We can't say that he's a spirit, a spook, a head or something. Can't say that.
Right.
He is none other than the beneficent God. So my brother taught me, Messenger Elijah Muhammad, peace be upon him. He taught it to me while he was in prison. He wrote it to me and taught it to me from the prison house. And when he came out, he says, brother, the man that we saw and called Brother Farad, that man is the beneficent God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I say to him, I believe it.
Yes, sir.
Because nothing else has ever happened to us better than one bringing to us the truth out of the East.
That's right.
So I don't know another God, and I'm not trying to find one.
That's right.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
Brother and sisters, I'm happy to see you here today. I wish people would come and listen to what is being taught.
That's right.
That's right.
Right.
What Master Farad taught Messenger Elijah Muhammad, and he taught it to us for 40 something years.
That's right.
Until the day that he passed away.
Yes, sir.
And we can't look for him to return. He will not.
That's right. That's
right.
Right.
That's
right. Yes, sir.
Master Farad Muhammad will not come back to us.
That's right, brother.
Teaching us like he did when he was here.
That's right. That's right.
When he returns to us, brother and sister, it will be with the fire.
That's right.
To destroy the wicked.
That's right.
That's right. Yes, sir.
The messenger said to me, he says, brother, we will not be happy to see him on his return.
That's right.
He says, the people does not know that he had power over fire. The book here, this Bible, this is a holy Bible. I'm not going to use. I'm just a little bit of it. I'm going to use
yes, sir.
In the Quran because I got too far to go to fool around with this thing.
That's right, brother.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
So, in the teachings that Messenger Elijah received from Master Farad Muhammad. He gives to us the knowledge of self, God, and the devil.
That's right.
A knowledge and wisdom that no other person has
That's
ever
right.
taught us.
That's right. That's right.
We had people here to come and visit America from the East, saying today that they are Muslims. But they never taught us.
That's right.
That's right.
They never told us anything about
it. That's right. That's right.
Now when we learn about Islam, then here they go.
Right.
Tell us, yeah, I'm a Muslim.
Right. That's right.
I come from the East. Why didn't you tell me then?
Yes, sir.
You seen that I was dead, having no knowledge, a fool under the foot of my open enemy, and you didn't tell me? That's something, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Now you wants to claim brothers with me, says God, come to me and keep you out of his temples?
That's right.
No. That kind of a people is not for you and me.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Right
up.
We might say, well, they are Muslims. That's all right to say that. But who are we to judge? We can't judge them. We'll take their word. But let the God of heaven judge them.
That's right, right. Right.
And when he came, he judged them by telling us, keep them away.
Yes, sir.
They'll mess you up.
Yes. That's right.
And that's true.
That's right.
They will. They don't want to speak to you.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
And
they
won't.
And give you good words.
That's right.
That's right.
You go around them and speak to you as though that you is some off person.
That's right.
He finds that today there is many people does not know what Messenger Elijah Muhammad taught.
That's right.
Many of them. You think about a child being 13 years old and the messenger been passed now about 13 years.
That's right.
And today he's 26 and don't know anything about Messenger Elijah Muhammad.
That's right.
What should we do? Shall we teach him about Messenger Elijah Muhammad or not teach him about him? We must teach them what Messenger Elijah Muhammad taught.
That's right, brother.
I read in the paper where a brother said that Minister Farrakhan updates what the messenger taught.
That's what he said.
But I teach it, John Muhammad teaches the old.
That's what he said.
Now I asked you a question. What is the birth record of said other than Islam?
Yes, sir.
Question, brother.
Yes,
birth record. Buddhism is about 35,000 years old.
That's right.
Christianity 551 years ago.
That's right.
Why is Christianity so low and when it should be older than Buddhism? Because that we destroyed Christianity once. One of the Muslim brothers who believed that they was devils by the name of Saladin.
Right.
He set them back.
That's right.
They had a fight for 100 years.
That's right.
He set the devils back. And now he's just a little better than 551 years old.
Yes, that's right.
They was defeated.
That's right.
When you're defeated, the champion is defeated. Why, we don't keep him as champion. There's another one as champion.
That's right.
And they have never yet gained their power.
That's right.
Now, would you take this and clear that bullet for me, please, sir? Take it down. The main part that we want to get into, and I don't want to keep you a long time, a pitiful thing how our people can disbelieve in self and see the actions of all of the other people is against him.
That's right.
Should we be like a coward backed up in the corner and got to fight our way out? I don't like to fight a coward when he's in the corner.
That's right.
No.
Right.
He's coming out.
That's right.
And when he come out, he will be the winner.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Fighting a coward is bad.
That's right.
He don't fight, he runs.
That's right.
And when you get him away from his running place, you in bad state.
Yes, sir.
What I'm going to talk to you about is what we started on the... Thank you. What we started on the 6,000-year history last Sunday. Right?
That's right.
Sunday before last, rather. Not last Sunday, I had it someplace else last Sunday. So, while I think of it, I'll give the greetings to you from all of the Muslims that I came in contact with and seen in Atlanta, Georgia. They all sent the greetings to you and the word of As-Salaamu Alaikum.
Well, excellent. I'm sorry. We've done the greeting back.
Thank you. I didn't get farther. I was intending to go farther, but I didn't get farther. So we started the history of Yakub. Now, why do you teach the history of Yakub? Because in the cycle of 25,000 years, which is our cycle, our history being written once every 25,000 years, there was a break came in it of 6,000 years for the making and the destructions of another people. Because nobody can write our history. We are too old. As the student enrollment says. And the next question. What is the birth record of said nation of Islam? Islam has no birth record.
That's right.
It is older than the sun, the moon, and the star. Older. Not as old, but older.
Talking about that.
Right.
Than the sun, the moon, and the star.
Right.
It is older than freedom, justice, and equality.
Right. Yes,
you had to have Islam in order to get freedom, justice, and equality.
That's right.
That's right.
So it had to be older. So what I teach, people can say it's old, and I shouldn't be teaching it.
Right.
But I say, answer my questions. They don't bother with me.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
I don't have people to worry with about what I teach, because I teach not my history that I wrote. I can't write a history. I teach the history that God written.
That's right. That's right.
The history of 25,000 years and Islam being older than the sun, moon, and star, and as far back as we can go with the sun, moon, and star is 78 trillion years ago.
That's right.
We can't go farther. That's as far as Master Farad Muhammad taught us.
Right.
78 trillion years ago. You wrong, John. No, I'm not. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
And all the way up until this cycle came about, 25,000 years. It was predicted by the 23 scientists. The 24th one is God.
Yes, sir.
That in the year of 8,400, there would be born a man by the name of Yakub.
Yes,
and he would make a people unlike us and teach them technology so that they would rule us for 6,000 years.
That's right.
Although they didn't rule us all of the 6,000 years because they lost near 2,000 years in the caves of West Asia, as we now call Europe.
Right.
EU means hillside. Rope is the rope to bind the end. So the other Sunday, after we got Yakub in his teaching, brought him up after he had made the devils, the white people, which people, a lot of our people, don't like for us to say that white people is devils.
Right.
But we didn't know that they was devils, not until we was taught they was devils.
That's right. Right.
Many devils does not know, and didn't know rather, that they was devils,
yes,
until the messenger told them that
that's
they
right.
were devils.
That's right.
That's right.
So, yes, at this point, I seen one yesterday that witnessed that he was a devil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right. If you carry yourself in the way and have the knowledge of them, they will bear witness with you.
Yes, right.
And they will say, yeah, I am a devil.
That's true, right?
And some of them might tell you, say, yes, I'm a devil, but I have had my heaven.
Yes,
sir.
And they have. Now, my dear beloved brother and sister, we went as far as the caves. We drove the devils across the Arabian Desert into the caves of West Asia. 6,000 years ago, we drove them there from the Holy Land. And the Bible says, if you will read it, I'll read it for you if you want me to, but I got some others there to do. And the Bible says that you are a man and was once in Eden.
Yes, sir.
Which meaning you are a man, and one time you was in the heavens.
Yes, sir.
One time you was in the land of freedom, justice, and equality.
Right.
Now we have driven you across the Arabian Desert, 2,250 miles, walking it, all the way. I wish I could start back with Yaqub and bring it up, but you keep coming, you will hear.
Yes, sir.
If you don't know it, when I get through with you, you'll be saying it like I'm saying it.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
We've taken these devils out of the Holy Land, as the King of Islam said, and carried them down to the edge of the desert, and being respected for their woman, we put on them sheepskin. As the book said, they was once in Eden. In Eden means in the Garden of Eden.
Yes, sir.
In Genesis. Mm-hmm. There was two of them, right?
That's right.
A man and a woman. And the God went there and drove them out.
Right, right.
Because of the sins that they had did. A lot of preachers today said they committed adultery there, by eating the apple. No. It wasn't that they commit adultery. That wasn't what he drove them out for, even according to the Bible.
That's right.
He drove them out because they was disobedient to him. They didn't do what he said do.
That's right.
He had told them what to do. Don't you eat of this fruit.
That's right.
Of this tree. Don't you eat of it. Now, tree means a man in Bible language.
Right.
When you're talking about trees, you're talking about men,
that's
people.
Right.
When you talk about water in Bible language, you're talking about people.
Right.
They are the same.
That's right.
Because one is life, and one grows and lives a long time and then dies,
right,
which is a tree.
Right.
Now, there's not a human being on earth that will live forever will live as long as mountains or whatnot. But a nation of people will live a long, long time.
That's right.
So we find in the history that was taught to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, peace be upon him, has been so great among men and women that there is none, whether they be white, black, green, red, or yellow, can condemn what he taught.
That's right.
It is too old. No one have that knowledge. It was hidden for 6,000 years. No one had that knowledge but those scientists, and after the 6,000 years, then it had to be revealed.
That's right.
So that you and I can understand and know who the devil and God is. We drive them down and took them down to the edge of the desert, as I said, and being respectful with that woman, we tied sheepskin, whatever that we could find to hide their necklace. Because we've taken away from them before driving them everything but the language.
Right.
We took off all of our garments. All of the Muslim garment, we took it away from them because they had been disobedient in the Holy Land, just like the Bible says. But you know, that is a hidden thing there in the Bible. Our preachers and Christian people cannot understand it. They can't teach it because they won't let one teach it to them that knows it. So, being in the garden, and he drives them out of the garden. Now, there was one that came in the garden, which was a devil, right? In the form of a serpent, a snake. He came in there. When he came in so low. He was so low that he got down on his belly and he crawled in there on his belly with the head of a man and began to talk to the woman. He did not go to the man in the garden, did he?
That's right.
He went to the woman. Why go to the woman? Because she is weak.
That's right.
She is weak. And if I go to the weak side of the man, then I can rule the man. So he goes to her and he tells her, God knows that you will not surely die if you eat of this fruit. If you obey me, he knows that you are not going to surely die because he has already numbered all people's days. And you can't pass by them. God knows that. But don't you have any fear. Just take this knowledge in the form of an apple here and go back and tell your husband. Not an eating apple, but it was knowledge that the devil had given her of his knowledge.
That's right.
So when she taken it, she goes back to the husband. And when the husband had heard it, he fell for it. The same as a lot of our husbands do today. When the woman go back home and tell him, say, honey, you know, I saw a dress downtown today. It was in style. It was in style. You know, it wasn't too long. It was not long here. Yeah, you did, baby. Yes. And then when he gets the dress for her and she put it on, then his eyes get big.
That's right.
That's his wife. After she has dressed herself up in the knowledge of the devil, then here come our lost people and the devil. Take after your wife. We can't keep the devils away.
That's right.
They are all time running in behind a black woman.
That's right. That's right.
That is a fact.
That's right.
I can prove it by you.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I can prove it by any book you pick up. I can prove it by the funny paper that you read.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
That the devil is all time after our woman.
That's right.
That's right.
I can prove it by every black woman that walks on top side of God's earth in America.
That's right.
I'll tell her, look at your children.
That's right.
You don't have the color like other nations have. You are mixed with color.
That's right.
Although you have two germs in you and nobody else got it but you.
That's right.
But look how they are spotted today, like a spotted leopard.
That's right.
And the book says, can you change the leopard spots?
Peace, brother.
Can you change it? It didn't say that you couldn't, did it? No. He asked you, could you change the leopard spot? Yes, we can change
right.
it.
Right.
And the way we change it, keep this dog out from among us.
That's right. That's right.
When I said dog, I said it to white folks.
That's right.
I mean white folks and
that's
dogs.
Right. That's right.
So we took them to the edge of the desert and made them walk every step of the way. 2,250 miles across the Arabian Desert into the caves of West Asia, which is now called Europe. They walked until their foot became about that with skin under their foot. We didn't make them walk in the cool of the day or in the evening or at night. We wait until the sun was beaming down on them.
Right.
That's right.
So that they would go across there like this.
That's right.
You know what that is, in nature, right. Don't you? That's right. That's where it comes from. I'm the daddy of Masonry.
That's right.
Right. Every Muslim is the daddy of a Masonry.
That's right.
Any of it, any secret organization. So when we took them and everything away from them, we then had a man to come back by the name of Muhammad 1,400 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And he said, you can wear the garments, but one time a year. When they have their parade.
That's right.
You see them dressed in Muslim garb, don't you?
That's right.
Once a year, you can wear it in public. But what about you? Well, when I get ready, midnight or midday, anything,
yeah, right.
I don't care when it is, it's mine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
After they got into the caves of West Asia, which took them 40 years to make the journey, after they got there, then they sat down. And look, in no man's land.
That's right.
In the Western Hemisphere, they walked all the way. They looked around for food. They cooked as long as they could. Until finally, they lost
the idea of how to prepare food.
That's right.
He stayed there a few more years, then he got the limp in his back. Walking like this.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
After a few more years, he went a little bit lower.
Right.
That's right.
Walking like this.
That's right.
Awesome.
A little later, he got down like this.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead. That's right.
Walking on his own floor.
That's right.
By that, then a little tail grew out from his backbone.
That's right.
That's right.
Living in the caves of West Asia.
Right.
In Europe.
That's right.
Where our people today wants to go a lot of. I'm going to Europe.
Right.
When you go there, think about the man that flew you over in an airplane.
That's right.
We give him that home.
That's
6,000
right.
years ago.
That's right.
The messenger said that he stayed there about 1,980 something years. I'll make it like that. Near 2,000 years.
That's right.
He lived in the caves. He stayed there so long after he had fell to his all fours crawling around in the caves that he lost the knowledge of himself completely.
Right.
I'm talking about white man.
That's right.
That's right.
Lost the knowledge of self, and he couldn't cook. He'd go out hunting. When he go out hunting, he had learned how to make a club. And he would get a stone and put it up over the door of the cave. And he would get up that night. And while he hunt, he had made friendship with a dog.
That's right.
And the dog became his partner.
That's right.
Right.
They both lived together.
That's right.
In the caves of West Asia. When he had made such friend with the dog, he couldn't cook his food. He would take that rock that he had and look. When the animal come up there, he'd drop it down on his head and knock him out. He'd jump down with his club, get on there and beat on the animal until he kill him complete. He'd take him and drag him into the cave for his family.
That's right.
And they'd just scratch it on their hair, scratching until they didn't have knives. They didn't know nothing about that. They pull off and yank and pull off them just like a bird or something, picking something, until they eat it up raw.
That's right. That's right.
They would eat hair and everything.
That's right.
That's right.
Eating it up.
That's him.
That's right.
Until they had ate up that animal that they killed.
That's right.
They didn't care what kind it was, because they had no knowledge of what to eat.
Right, that's right.
So after they would drag him into the cave, then the dog was in there with him.
That's right,
that's it.
He ate two, and the dog helped, the wild dog helped to show them how to yank off a part or where to start.
That's
on
right.
This animal, and he trimmed the part to get to the place they could eat him.
That's right.
They eat the blood and everything.
That's right.
That's right.
And you can go to store today.
That's right.
Find blood sausages, right?
That's right.
They still love it.
That's right. That's right.
You don't know what animal the blood is from. And we go and buy blood sausages.
That's right. Right.
Liverwurst sausages.
That's what they
right.
Made from the wild hog.
That's right.
That's right.
It gives you rheumatism, arthritis, and so on. Makes nearness of the sight.
That's right.
And it causes us to become with all kind of cancer in our intestines. It makes us short at the breath.
That's right.
Like smoking does.
That's right.
Poison animal. We are known as poison animal eaters.
That's right.
Because we took it from our slave masters who brought us here. Living there in the caves, Moses was prophesied to come. Moses was the man that came to the people in the caves of West Asia. Moses, whose name is Musa. Musa, Moses. This man, Moses, was the man that came, and he was prophesied that he would come in the year of 8,400. He was prophesied to come. After these people was made and has been driven into the caves of West Asia, he came to civilize them, to bring them back to civilization.
Yes, right.
So Moses, when he was born, he came in the 11,000th year.
Right.
Yes, right.
In the Asiatic world, Moses was born in the 11,000th year. And when he was born, then the scientists of the gods of the 23 scientists in the root of civilization says, we will send Moses from among our people. The same as Moses came to Pharaoh. I'm trying to go slow enough so you know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Of course, I'm slow anyway. But Moses was prophesied to come. When he came in his time, the scientist said, let's send Moses into the Western Hemisphere because there is an inhuman people. Is there? And they has been there near 2,000 years. And that time has not expired. Moses came as he was sent from Allah. He came, and when he came there, he looked at those things in the cave.
Yes, sir.
Human beings crawling around with tails,
right,
eating everything they could put their hands on, wild as they could get.
Yes, sir.
Dumb as they could get.
That's right.
Moses said, wait a minute here. I think I got to do something here. I'm going to dress up just like them.
Yes, sir.
So he dressed up just like they was dressed up. See, they was all naked.
Yes, sir.
So Moses put on him a sheepskin, fixed himself up like he was naked.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Then he got down on the ground with them, crawling around with them as he talked to them. He would find some and he'd say, As-salamu alaykum. He don't say nothing. As-salamu alaykum. And you look at Moses. He remembered how to return a little of the greetings.
Yes, sir.
Moses, get that one. All right, I got one here now. So he stayed with that one until that he had got him to talking a little bit back of the Arabic language. Then he got him to talking a little bit, then he would get another one. until he got a few of them together to help him civilize these Caucasian devils in the jungles of West Asia. This was a jungle there.
Yes, sir.
We didn't drive these people out for them to live. We didn't drive them out from the Holy Land so they could live. We drove them out so they could die.
That's right. Right.
That's right. That's right.
But being mixing with the wild animals, they did not die.
That's right.
They lived. Well, they wasn't supposed to die.
Right.
Because the king had said, they are there and their time has not expired.
That's right.
So Moses got them, planted them all up, took tea limbs, stirred them up and wrapped ropes and things around them while, so they would learn how to walk on their hinds, because they had been crawling along down the all fours and whatnot and swinging from limb to limb.
That's right.
Until their foot toe, the big toe of their foot, got so that they used that part like a thumb.
That's right. That's true.
And hair was all, they had growed hair all over their bodies.
Right, yes, sir.
Moses, after he stirred up a few of them to help him, and after a while, he began to find out that they could be civilized. So one day, Moses seen some of them coming towards him. They wanted to kill Moses. But Moses, being a scientist, he was very wise too. He knew what they was going to do. The thing that he did, he went and got him a lot of wood and stuff, and that night he made a fire all around them. They was afraid of fire because they had never seen any before.
Right.
So he made the fire all the way around them, then he got over in it.
That's right.
And the devils come up to the fire so front, looks, they see Moses over in there. In the back. They can't get enough because of this fire all around them. They'll try. And every night, Moses would do that so that they would stay away from him.
That's right.
Yeah.
And many a time, Moses would carry a torch of fire in the daytime. Is that written in the Bible, what you're saying? Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
It's written in a language that you don't know nothing about.
That's right.
All right, how is it written? Well, now, we said Moses went to free the children of Israel, right?
That's right.
Now, when he went to free them from Pharaoh, what led him? Said a cloud, didn't he?
That's right.
By day, right? And by night, it was a pillar of fire.
Huh?
Well, by night he was over in the pillar of fire,
right,
keeping the devils away. So that was leading him. That God was leading Moses to not to be destroyed by these devils.
That's right.
Now, what is the cloud? The cloud is water.
That's right.
Nothing but water. Now, when Moses wanted to rain on them and make them, because they didn't want to get wet.
Right.
You know, you can take dogs, they don't want to get wet. They don't want to get wet. So it is with a lot of animals, they don't want to get wet. And being the devil, they don't want to get wet.
That's right.
Because today, he don't want to get wet.
That's right.
But those that have a little knowledge, they'll go jump over the bathtub. And he smells the same when he comes back. You know that, don't you? You know that. Yes, you've been around him. I've been around him. I went to school with him. I took showers with him. Right in the city of Detroit. Until I got so tired of taking a shower where the devil was at, I had my mother to write a note to the principal so I wouldn't take another shower. I told them I'd take my bath at home. Now, Moses civilizing a nation of people that their fathers had said that they must be civilized so that they can rule black people again. Now, they wrote a long story in the Bible. And that long story that they wrote in the Bible is Moses to the children of Israel. That's a long story. It covers almost the four books of Moses.
That's right.
And in Deuteronomy, all around there it covers. So this devil, while he was in the cave there with his dogs and his friend that he had made, he let the dog walk around in the cave with his wife and all of them naked. Until finally, they would give birth to dogs there in the caves of West Asia, there in Europe. These devils. Now, is you got a proof for that?
Mm-hmm.
You want a little proof now, don't you?
All right, let's see if we got some proof. I said a dog was his friend.
Right, Chief.
That's right, Chief.
And he would lay at the doorway of the cave while the others was on the inside, his family, and this one on top.
Right.
And they stayed there for near 2,000 years.
Right.
But you ask a white man today, how long was you in the cave? He don't know.
That's right.
Only but to open the Quran or the Bible and see how long did he sleep.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Right.
In the Holy Quran, it is at chapter 3, verse 18, beginning. It is known as the dwellers of the cave.
Right,
right, right.
And they live in the cave of West Asia, digging holes, right?
That's right.
Along the mountainside, they're just digging holes, just dig like a dog.
That's right.
That's where they learned that from, the dog and the other animal. A dog will go all through a place, just digging, digging,
that's
kicking
right.
its back, dig, 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 kicking its back, kicking its back, digging its
back.
So it was these dogs. They did the same likewise. They found it from them. Just like when Cain killed Abel. Cain didn't have no knowledge of how to bury his brother.
That's right.
So Allah sent a crow.
Right.
Sent this crow digging in the tree.
Right.
And he said, oh, I can cover him up like that crow. And he went and dug a hole and pushed his brother in.
That's right.
Abel went over in the hole, then he covered him up. Allah sent the crow there to show him how to bury his brother.
All right.
That's right.
Now what happens? In the 15th chapter of the Holy Quran by Muhammad Ali, and it also is the same in Yusuf and the Glorious Quran or any Quran that has been translated out of their Arabic language into the English language.
Right.
Yes, sir. Right.
You will
right.
find it.
Yes, sir.
The Dwellers of the Cave, chapter 18 and verse 18 to 19. king of Muhammad Ali.
Yes, sir.
My name, Muhammad Ali. I give you the sections because now in Ruth's Yusuf Quran, when you go and read it, you ain't going to find it just at the chapter and verse as you find it in Muhammad's.
That's right.
So if you keep up with the sections, then you will find it. It'll be in probably another chapter, or it might be in the same chapter, but it'll be on a different page.
Yes,
sir.
It reads like this: the dwellers of the cave. And you might think them awake while they were asleep.
Right?
That's right.
You might think them awake while they were asleep. And we turned them about to the right and to the left.
Right.
While the dog lay outstretched its paws at the entrance.
Yes, sir.
If you look at them, you would certainly turn back from them in flight.
Right.
This is have to be known by a person who knows these things. If you look at that dog, while he's in the cave, you would turn for flight because he looks like a wild animal.
That's right.
His dog laying there with his paws stretched out in the entrance of the cave while the other one is on top.
That's right.
He's helping his master protect the family.
That's right.
Now, some Muslim believe in three and four wives, right?
That's right.
But in the caves of West Asia, the woman had three and four husbands. Yeah, I'm right.
Okay. He's wrong.
How? Because it was the dog and her mate of human pot, which the dog himself, while he stayed there, she began to love that dog as well as her husband.
That's right.
And that is the same today.
That's right.
That is why I say, when you are integrating with white people, why don't you go and buy you a Dane?
That's right.
Yes, that's the name of them great big men.
Red.
Why don't they buy one of them and take them on in the house?
That's right.
Because it's just as well as to buy a dog and take it in the house is to have a devil white man staying in there, because he is three-fourth human, one-fourth dog.
That's right.
He lost it by this dog in the cave with him.
Yes.
He lost one-fourth. So one-fourth and three-fourth equals four-fourth, right?
That's right.
So he lost this much. Now he's three-fourths human being. You got any proof for that? Yeah. Look at him.
That's right. Teeth, brother.
They don't like for you to look them in the eye.
That's right.
And neither does a dog.
That's right.
He don't like for you to look him in the face.
That's right.
Because he'll...
That's right.
You keep looking at him. He jump up and he goes.
That's a no.
How come?
That's right, brother. Yeah.
Now, this one yesterday proved to me and the lieutenant the same way.
That's right.
He proved it. He proved that he was a dog. Though you dressed up there looking nice in his dressed up clothes, but you didn't know it. I know that what I'm talking to.
That's right.
And he gave credit. He gave credit to me. He wanted identifications and whatnot. I said, yeah, take the driver's license. I gave him my driver's license, told him to take that needle. He said, ease it all out. The day had expired. I said, turn it over. I turned it over and looked at him. He said, oh, you must be an awful good safe driver.
Oh.
Yeah. A dog. Sleeping with a dog. Amalgamating with a dog.
That's right.
Having a dog is one of the worst things a black woman can do, is to lay down with a dog.
That's right.
It is the lowest thing a black man can do, is to go get a dog for his wife.
That's right.
Then how can you live with a woman that is three-fourths dog? And they prove it. They did prove it. Listen, they just stopped it a few years ago. In your day, if you looked at a white woman, especially where I just visit.
That's right.
Down in the south.
That's right.
If you look at one.
That's right.
You was hung on a tree.
That's right. That's right.
Why? Because this she dog has barked.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
She barked.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And he came, this all of the other dogs come running
that's
to,
what they
to
did.
Her rescue.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Then when you know anything, a rope was around your neck.
That's right.
And today you say, oh, that was back at that time.
Yeah.
Back at what time?
That's right.
Look how they put a rope around your little brother Jesse.
That's right.
They did it.
That's right.
Had the man running all the way up, right? Until that he couldn't go no farther.
That's right.
One time made him believe that he would be the running mate.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
Now who is he running with? He's all by himself.
That's right.
Ready to go back to the bread basket of
push.
Operation Push.
That's right.
That's right.
Ain't that a shame?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now who's getting the votes?
Chief,
who the little black man gonna vote for now that was gonna vote for Jesse Jackson?
Right. Chief,
he's gonna vote for the white man.
Yes, he is.
That's right.
Ain't that awful?
Right.
Hell of a thing. I talk about it sometimes.
That's right.
Awful. A black man running all the way up. Thinking that he's going to be president. A man that don't have any knowledge of being a mayor, governor, or senate, and was never in that. Only thing he did was just Operation Push and Bread Basket.
That's right.
That's all. Well, what that freedom? A black man.
Right.
In the East.
Right.
They knew what kind of a man he was, and they just said, well, both of them black, let them go.
That's what they said.
Mm-hmm. Let them all go. Rather than to kill their brother.
That's
right. A dog. Laying at your dog. Huh? That had meanings of that dog laying at the cave. He laying now at your door.
That's right.
Looking at your black woman every time she steps out of that door. He wants her.
That's right.
I ain't lying.
That's right.
He wants that black woman.
That's right.
Imagine you wrote it in his Muhammad speech and said,
how he seen them in Chicago riding around in a whistling at black woman's at night.
That's right.
I seen the same thing with my two eyes.
Yes, sir.
Not only that, you want me to tell you, Father, I work what we call WPA work.
Yep.
Do you remember?
Yes, sir.
I worked here. There was a man that worked with us. His name was Crawford. Good fella. Black man. He didn't know that these folks was the devil. I was riding at one back in Father to work. I was Muslim at that time. And I rode with him back in Father to work. He'd come by and pick me up every morning, bring me right back to my door for 6 cents or 12 cents a day. That's what the car fare. And penny for transfer if you got one. One day we stopped. Crawford wanted all to come by his house. There was original women, black women there in the house. The devil's name. One of the black women fell for the devil. And he did have that black woman. I asked Crawford, I said, did the thing happen? He said, yeah. I said, in your house? He said, yeah. I said, I'll be damned if it would happen in mine.
Yes, sir.
Ought to blow both of them sky high.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's right. That's true.
A dog. A snake. So low down he couldn't walk up to her. He even talked to her good. He had to get on his belly.
That's right.
And crawl up there, but so nothing could get between them two.
That's right.
Because you're going back to your husband. You're going to tell him what I want you to tell him.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
The devil didn't mind about what seed that Eve ate from, or Adam. He didn't care nothing about that. The thing that he wanted you to do was obey him.
That's right. That's
and if you obey him, you didn't obey God.
That's right.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
That's
what
he's doing.
And that's what he did. That's what he did today. He got you integrating with them.
That's right.
I don't care about you having the scums of my people. Take them.
That's right.
My time has expired. My 6,000 years expired in the year 1914.
Right.
You can have everything I've got.
That's right.
All except money and some land.
That's right.
Right.
You can take this old gal I got here.
That's right. Right.
Because that's my last fighting piece.
That's right.
Make you go down into hell with me.
That's right. That's right.
Integration is the last thing he can do.
That's him.
Because he knows that we got black man and black woman who love him.
That's right.
That's right. Teach.
Right.
Oh, yes. Is it written?
Yes.
It's written. Laying at the door, as I said, is a scientific meaning that happened real. Now we repeat it.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Huh?
Right.
In reality of ourselves. It's a shame.
Yes, sir.
Some of the other people walk by the brother with the paper of Muhammad speak, and they say, no, 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 I don't want that. No, I don't, no, no, no. And go back and pick up the Detroit News.
Right.
That's
right.
What
right.
That's
right.
Right.
Yep. There you go.
Then here we are. All locked up arms with them. Pastor Farad, Muhammad taught me and others and the messenger. And the messenger taught it over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Brother and sisters, don't you be caught no more with them.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you.
That's right.
If you help me and be with me, I'll show the whole cockeyed world that they won't touch our black woman.
That's right. That's right.
They don't want to come to be with me.
That's right.
Listen what Farrakhan's minister on Wyoming says.
Right.
What I do, I'm talking old, but Farrakhan updates. What the hell can Farrakhan update when Farrakhan, when he come into the temple, I have taught Islam for years.
That's right.
Farrakhan knows about as much as one of these little boys sitting back there.
That's right.
I am Supreme Minister and knows it.
That's right.
Thank you. No one wants to come to John Muhammad,
right?
Because John Muhammad will tell white folks they are devils,
right?
As I did tell them.
Yes,
right.
Think about it. We went to jail in 1933 and 32 and 34. 1932, they went to jail in Detroit, Michigan, Muslims did. And when they went before the judge, brother stood before the judge and said, I know when you was in the caves of West Asia.
That's right.
Swinging limbs by your tail.
Yes, sir.
Right.
What did the jury say? He couldn't say nothing. Why? I don't remember that time. How long to sleep, devil?
Right.
Didn't know. Look, go on and tell you. Let's read a little more. You might think I'm telling you falsehood, but I'm breaking it down to you like Elijah broke it down to us.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Dog at the entrance. If you look at them, you would sexually turn back from them in sight, and you would certainly be filled with a weed because of them.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, the 19th verse says, and thus did we rouse them, that they might question each other.
Right.
A speaker among them said, how long have you tarried?
Right.
Meaning, how long did you stay here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
How long did you tarry? For a day or a part of a day? Others said, your Lord knows best how long you have tarried. Now send one of you with this silver coin of yours to the city.
Right.
Then let him see which of them has purest food. So let him bring you provisions for it.
Right.
And let him behave with gentleness. And by no means make your case known to any. Don't make it known to anybody.
Right.
Because you've been asleep. For now, 2,000 years you tarried there in the cave.
Right.
Another part of it says, you go and you ask, when you go into town and ask them for the provisions of food,
right,
and they look at you, then you will know how long you tarry.
Right. That's right.
You'll know how long, because that you is not like them.
Right.
You is a dog.
That's right.
Right.
That's why the devil can't do nothing with you.
That's right.
When you tell the truth.
That's right.
Tell the truth and walk away from it. Say, yes, you're a dog, you're a devil, you're a snake, you're a so-and-so and so. Walk on away. You ain't gonna do nothing but stand there thinking about what I am.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's all he gonna do.
Yes, sir. Shoot.
Why don't you come here and question John? No, I got 50-some years seniority teaching the same thing.
That's right.
They know me from Mecca to Detroit.
That's right.
They know me from the east to the west, from the south to the north. They know who's John Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Why? I was told by Master Farad Muhammad that my name was already registered in Mecca. Yes, already registered there in Mecca. Now, what are you going to do about that,